Hello. Today was a long day for me. Even though it was a short mileage day, it was so long. We got to camp last night. We were just set up in the middle of the woods, barely a big enough spot. And it was actually an okay camping spot. I mean, I slept alright. I was up early. I was gonna sleep in until 6:30, and I was up at 6-ish anyways, just because that's what time I normally get up, so that's what time I was up. So that was kind of late, but I was just kind of tired all day. I don't really know why, but I'm super tired and cranky today, which wasn't very good. So, but we started off, we had some like downhill. We got down to this trailhead parking area and we ate breakfast. And there were these birds there, and they were like dive bombing us, kind of. But they just wanted our food. I think people feed them a lot, and so they know people equals food. Which I hate when we run across that, because you shouldn't feed the animals, because whatever you feed them is not what they eat, and it just makes them not get their own food. And so then if people stop feeding them, then they might not. I don't know, they might have problems. So I just hate it. It's not a good thing. So, but it was kind of interesting. And then we had this climb, a pretty steep climb. And we were going up, and then all of a sudden it's like you can see Mount Hood, and it's right there. And I was just like, whoa, I didn't realize you were going so close to it. I thought it was still a little farther away. And that was kind of crazy. It was like you could reach out and touch it. You were so close, but you were early, because you can't obviously reach out and touch it. But we walked all around, like halfway around it, getting pretty darn close, like on the sides of it. But it was also like the last at least mile to get to Timberline Lodge, where we were picking up some food, was just, for me, it was awful. It was all this silty ash that was just like nothing, and it was like sand walking on sand, you know. It's just, it takes forever for me to go anywhere, and it was like uphill, and so it took even longer. And it's just because it's hard to walk in it, and it just exhausted me. And so that wasn't very good, but it was really cool walking right next to the mountain. It was really awesome because it was right there, and it was really cool. I think it was one of the better view days. And there was also wildflowers all around, like purple wildflowers and red berries and these white wildflowers and a couple yellow ones. That was pretty cool. I didn't actually think about it. But we haven't actually been seeing any wildflowers in a while, and so it was really pretty, like all these wildflowers where we were walking, and then the mountain in the background, and you could look to the other side and see Mount Jefferson way in the distance, and I think the sisters you could see, which is kind of cool. I don't know, it was actually really nice. It was very pretty. And so we're walking, we're getting towards the lodge, and there's these, we're walking down to the lodge on the trail, and then there's like a billion trails that go down the lodge. It's like you don't know where you're supposed to go, and so we just cut down this one trail, and we went right by these like two things that look like cars. They're kind of spray painted to look like cars, which is kind of weird, but they were like on some kind of like metal frame. Like the bottom was all metal. I have no idea what they were. They were huge, way bigger than normal cars. We were just like, what is this? And some guy walking by passes like modern art on the mountain. And I was like, I guess so. It looks like maybe you get on it or something and ride it down the mountain or something. I don't know. It was just weird. I didn't know what it was. And so then we went to look for our package. It was after Labor Day, and so most of the food places were closed, which is lame, because they had this place that had pizza, and I really, really, really wanted pizza, but I couldn't get pizza because it was closed, because it was after Labor Day. But anyways, we went down to pick up our packages, and the lady at the store was super, super nice, and she let us keep our bags there while we were eating lunch and stuff, so we don't have to carry them around with us, which is super nice. And yeah, they're super, super hiker friendly. So that was awesome because I was reading the stuff in Yogi, and it doesn't really say. I mean, it's just like, yeah, whatever. It's not geared towards hikers, blah blah blah. So it might not be geared towards hikers, but they're totally super friendly, and yeah, it's pretty cool. So we got all our food and stuff, and got it all packed up, and then we went to get some lunch. We had a really expensive lunch for what we got, I thought. They had vegetarian chili, and it said in a bread bowl, and I was like, oh, in a bread bowl, that's totally what I want, because I want the bread bowl and the chili, and it will be perfect. And so I went to order. I was like, oh, I want the veggie chili in the bread bowl, and he's like, oh, we're out of bread bowls. And I was like, oh, out of bread bowls, now what do I do? So then I didn't know what I wanted, because that's really what I wanted. I didn't really care about the chili that much. I really wanted pizza, but I thought bread bowl, that would be a good enough. But no, I couldn't have that. And so they had a Boca burger, so I said, okay, that's what I'll get. Well, they didn't have Boca burgers anymore. They had garden burgers, which is fine, because actually, I garden burgers a lot. But I don't know, it was garden burger. It came with chips and carrot sticks and grapes, which, I don't know, they were kind of skimpy. It came with lettuce, tomato, onion. They were really skimpy on those, and I thought, dude, this is an expensive garden burger. Like, you were making such a huge profit on this, because I know how expensive garden burgers are because we buy them, and you have to skimp on the lettuce and give me like the smallest piece ever. It was just kind of lame. And I thought it was okay. Raymond thought it was pretty good. I was just like, eh, it's okay, garden burger. It wasn't the best. Yeah, it was an alright roll. I don't know. I think maybe that might have been part of it for me, was the roll was, I don't know. I just wasn't that impressed. I didn't think it was very good. It was okay. But I got to eat my food and looked out at Mount Jefferson while I ate it, and I don't know, it was fine. So then we had to truck on, and we were going to. There's all this craziness, because the guidebook says the PCT is one way, and the PCT is really one way, but the data book, which gives the mileages so it's easy to tell how far it is from place to place, that uses these old PCT routes for the mileages and stuff. So it's like, well, which way are you supposed to go? And blah blah blah. And it was just kinda, I don't know. So we're trying to figure out which way to go. And there's all this craziness going on, which is fine. And we were gonna take this one route because it was less steep and, excuse me. And it was like a mile longer, but it was way less steep, because tomorrow morning, if we took the actual route and not the old route, we'd have to climb up 2.5 miles really steep high. And I thought, well, I'd rather do a mile longer than 2.5 miles really steep. So we go to this other route, and we had to go by these. It took us forever to get there, number one. We were still walking around Mount Hood. And I don't know, the mileage has to have been messed up or something, because it was mostly downhill, and in three breaks we went just under 5 miles, which is really slow, especially when we were trucking it down. And there's all these other people on the trail because we were in a popular area and it was easily accessible. And all these day hikers were out from the lodge, and they're just going real slow, just doing whatever, and getting in my way. And, yeah, it was kind of lame. But, so we finally got out of them, but it was pretty nice views and stuff. It was pretty cool canyons we were walking through, with rivers that went through it and stuff. So, it was pretty cool. And then we kind of trucked it down this one canyon because we were like, shoot, we have like 6 miles that we have to do, and it's 4:30, and we've been going really slow for some reason, so we better hurry it up. So we're going, and we to take this alternate route. We have to take this route up to Ramona Falls, which Ramona Falls was really nice. It was a pretty nice waterfall. It was all cascading down all these rocks. It wasn't like a ton of water coming down. It was just, I don't know, it was just really nice. It was a small waterfall, I guess, but not really, because it spread out over this entire rock face. But so we get there, and we're going to take this trail up to, like, Yoakum Trail, and then it goes up to Muddy Creek. Well, there was, like, sign after sign after sign after sign after sign that was, like, don't take that trail. Like, it's barely passable. Avalanches and landslides have wiped away most of the trail tread. And you could do it, but it's not recommended, and there's spots where you have to try, like, scramble up the rocks, and all the trail tread that was wiped off is very steep cliffs, and it was just, like, sign after sign of, you could possibly do it, maybe, but we recommend you really don't do this. So we said, okay, I guess we're not doing that. So we had to walk down by the river. We walked down, we're camped by Muddy River, and at this horse camp, I guess is what the book says, although it doesn't really look like it's a horse camp. I guess it's on the trail for the horses to cross the water, but I don't know. There's no, like, things to tie your horse to or anything, so it just looks like camp. So we got here, and luckily there's a bridge across the water up a little ways, which is good, because the water is going pretty fast. And you can't really see because it's kind of the silty stream, and it's kind of, although there are these huge logs across the trees that have fallen down that are across the river, but you can't, unfortunately, I mean, you could walk across them, but once you got to the other side, you couldn't do anything because all the roots and stuff are still attached, and you couldn't get off of them because they're so huge. So, but it was kind of cool. Anything else exciting happened today?
We had to walk across that weird log bridge.
We did have to go across, and there was Sandy River. There was a Sandy River, and we had to go across that. And it was kind of, that was racing too. So we were looking for some place to cross, and there was these, like, somebody had tied three logs together, but they're all three skinny logs. So they kind of, like, tie them together, but you, like, walk across and the logs are, like, kind of shaking. I don't know. It was kind of sketchy, I thought. It wasn't really. It was fine. But as you're walking across, you're just thinking, man, these logs are shaking a lot. This is, if I fall in, that's going to be really bad because the water's going so fast. And it was kind of a drop, yeah. So that was, I don't know. This afternoon when we started walking again, when we came in this morning, it was absolutely gorgeous, crystal clear, like no clouds in the sky. We went in and we ate lunch, came out, and there was, like, the mountain was covered in clouds. You couldn't hardly see the mountain. And so there's all these clouds, like, covering parts of it and stuff and going in and out. It was kind of cool. It was a different look. But yeah, I think that's about all the excitement that happened today.
Impossible to fill your water at the lodge.
It's impossible to fill your water at the lodge?
Yeah.
Well, how'd you get it then?
I had to go to a men's room.
Mm-hmm. Apparently they don't like you filling up water in the lodge, which is a little weird because there are a lot of people go there and then they, like, day hike and stuff, and so you'd think you would be able to fill up your water bottle at some point. But the problem is they have, like, water fountains, but you can't put a water bottle underneath it, really, you know? And so, maybe if you had one of the Nalgene's, you could fill up most of the way, but I don't know, it's kind of ridiculous. But, I don't know, everybody was like, oh man, this place is amazing, it's so wonderful, like, so cool to look at and stuff. And I guess it was cool, there was a lot of wood stuff, and there's carvings and stuff, I don't know. I thought I was expecting something more, something better, but it was okay, I guess. It was whatever. And all these people were, like, taking pictures of everything, and it was just, I don't know.
Too many tourists there,
that's exactly right. And there weren't really even that many people, but it was still too many. I just...
Dumb tourists would come and take a picture, like, and hover over you.
Yeah, that's true. They are dumb tourists. They would hover, and they were just... I don't know, whatever. So, I was kind of glad to be out of there. So tomorrow, we got a lot of walking to do. So, we get close to Cascade Locks on Monday. So, we get there on Monday, and Yeah, I think that's about it. So I'm gonna go to bed because it's getting late. Cause it's already dark outside.